This is Avery Lynn, participant 7022. All right, Avery Lynn, let's get introduced to Jibo. So Jibo, can you please introduce yourself to Avery Lynn?
Hi, I'm Jibo, and I'm a social robot.
Hi, Jibo.
My name is Jibo. What's your name?
Avery Lynn.
That's an awesome name.
Thank you.
My favorite color is blue.
Hey, Mom.
What's your favorite color?
All of them.
That's so cool.
You're also a robot.
Alrighty, let's get started.
Isn't Jibo so sweet? So we'll be playing with Jibo later on today. Alright, let's get started. So before we start our game, can you go ahead and hit your favorite buzzer for me? Thank you. Alright, the first one's super easy.
Apple.
Yes. So I just want you to say the letter here, what you see in the picture, and then maybe if you can think of something else that starts with the same letter.
Avery Lynn.
Good job.
Bone.
What's
the bone?
What's this?
Boy. See cookies. Cat. D ducks. Duck. You know, like the. Like if something's flying towards your way,
yes.
You go, you say duck, and some people say where, and then you realize that it isn't a duck, you have to duck.
Yes.
Elephant. Elephant ice cream.
Ice cream? But ice cream doesn't start with an E.
It might have it.
What else can you think of that starts with an E?
Jibo?
Jibo, do you start with an E? No. Can you think of anything else that starts with an E?
Jibo, do you know anything else that starts with a G?
Jibo can't answer. You have to answer. Oh, see, he doesn't know.
I don't know how to answer that.
Do you know anything else? We can move on. Okay.
F fish, bunny.
Yes.
G, guitar, giraffe.
Good job.
H, house, hug.
Yeah.
Ice cream.
Yes, there we go.
G, juice box.
Mm-hmm.
K, kite. L, Lee. I'm going to ask Gio, and if he doesn't know, I'll answer.
Okay.
Gio, do you know what also starts with an L?
I don't know how to answer that.
He doesn't know. Can you think of something?
Lion.
Yeah, good job.
Monkey.
What letter is this?
M.
M, monkey, can you think of anything else?
Yeah. Pine tree. I want to ask Gio.
Gio wouldn't know. He can move on.
And nose.
No.
Orange. Orange.
Yeah, like the color.
Polite. Piggly. Because my mom, my nickname is. I'm gonna ask Gio what's his nickname. Gio, what's your nickname?
I don't know how to answer that.
He doesn't have a nickname, we just call him that.
How about Blue?
Blue, you wanna call him Blue?
Mm-hmm.
You're doing great.
Alright, let's move on.
Thank you, Gio.
Do you want to try this one?
You're the best, Gio. Gio, you're the best.
Great job.
He doesn't know what I I'm talking about.
Chico's not too smart.
Yeah, no.
You should train him.
We should, shouldn't we? What letter is this?
Q. Quack. Mm-hmm. Quack, quack. R. Red.
Good job.
S. Spider.
Scary looking spider.
Spiders creep me out. T. Table. U. Umbrella. V, vacuum. Y, watch.
This isn't a Y. What letter is
that? W.
Yes, good job.
X, x-ray.
Mm-hmm.
Y, yogurt.
Good job.
Z, one. Zero.
Wow,
Zio.
You did amazing. All right.
Hey, Gio, what's your favorite letter?
I don't know how to answer that.
He's still a baby, so he's not as smart as you. Yeah, so you're so smart.
You're doing an awesome
Let's
job.
Let's teach Zeebo really? Some numbers. Can you go ahead and hit another buzzer for me? Thank you. Let's try, you were so good at the alphabet. Let's try some numbers.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I can do it.
You want to do it?
6. Hold on. Seven. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 6.
What happened?
You skipped.
I didn't skip.
15.
It's numbers. So what letter? What number are we
20.
At?
20.
20. What do you think what's going to be next?
100.
Close.
25, 30, 35.
Close.
40?
You're close, yes. What do you think is going to be next?
50.
You're a genius.
60, 70, 80, 90, 100.
Oh my god, you're so smart. What about, what do you think is going to be next?
The missing numbers. 200,
mm-hmm.
500.
And then what do you think is going to be the last number?
1,000.
1,000. Wow, you are so smart. How are you, Addy? You've done that in school?
Uh-huh.
So what, can you read this out loud for me?
9 plus 7 equals.
Do you want to try it? Do you know the answer?
Gio, what's 9 plus 7 equals?
I don't know how to
this
answer
is baby.
That.
Baby, do you want to try? Do you want to count on your fingers?
Mm-mm.
Okay, we can move on. What about, can you read this out loud for me?
20.
This isn't 20.
No, I mean like, it equals 20.
But what does this say?
9 minus 1 equals 19.
19 minus 1 equals what?
18.
Good job. What about these numbers?
I don't know what this means.
I can help you. Do you know this number though?
6 and 3. But
this
I haven't,
is,
but I'm not, oh, but I haven't been through this yet.
It's okay.
I don't know it. I'm waiting for the, until I'm done.
That's okay.
I'm gonna teach Theo some stuff.
Okay, this is a multiplication sign. So when we see this, we say 6 times 3, okay?
Theo.
Yes.
Everyone, do you want to take a seat? We don't want to fall.
1 plus 1 equals 2.
Yes.
3 plus 3 equals 6.
Great job.
All right, let's move on.
I bet you'll learn.
What number is this?
21.
Yeah, and what about this number?
3.
Good job. See, you did so well on that one too. So you want to go ahead and hit another buzzer?
You're doing an awesome job.
All right, let's move on to this task, okay?
Or
this one's a little silly. We're going to say some silly words in here, okay? So, this is one ship, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what do I have here?
Two.
Two what?
Ships.
Good job. This is a skak. Can you say skak?
Skak?
This is one stack.
Two stack?
Good job.
One.
This is a dump.
What's a dump?
It's just random words. They're not real, so we're going to call this a dump.
What about a polar bear?
I mean, we could call it a polar bear, but for this purpose, we're going to call it a dump.
Dump.
So this is one dump. Then we have...
two dumps.
Good job.
One shuka. Two shukas. One call.
We're going to call this a brib.
Brib?
A brib. If this is one brib.
It's two bribs.
Two bribs. Alright, what about, this is a snack. So if you have one snack, then we have?
Two snacks.
Good job. This we're going to call a mip. If this is one mip, then we have?
Two mips.
This is a foo, so if we have one foo, then we have?
Two foos.
Great.
One polar bear.
This is a cup, right? If we have one cup, then we have?
Two cups.
Good job. Here we have one crib, then we have?
Two cribs.
You're doing amazing, wow. This is called a yak. If we have one yak, then we have?
Two yaks.
This is called a pipe. If we have one pipe, now we have?
Two pipes. Are we almost done?
Yes. This is a slide, so one slide?
Makes two slides.
Good job.
One bell makes two bells. One bag makes two bags. One rock makes two rocks. One bath toy equals another bath toy.
We're gonna call this a smide. Can you say smide?
Smide.
One smide.
Makes two smides.
Great.
One lamp.
We're gonna call this a light.
But it's a lamp.
It is a lamp, but it has a lot of light in it, so we're going to call this a light. So
one
a
light.
One light, then we have...
Oops.
Oh, I can get this too.
It's around my shoe.
Okay, not me.
Try not to get all the glitter off.
Is that better?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What, did you already say this one? What's this?
Two lights.
Two lights.
One.
This is a yag.
One yag. Makes two yags. One tangled up jump rope.
We're going to call this a cow.
Cow?
A cow. If this is one cow, then we have?
Two cows.
You did amazing. Thank you. All right. Now.
Love you, Gio.
You're doing great.
You are doing great. Let's move on to the next one. Can you go ahead and hit the buzzer for me? Thank you.
Are we almost done?
Yes. You want to take a seat again?
Are we done?
Not yet. We still have a couple more to go, a couple more games to play. So this one is super fun. This one, all I want you to do is tell me everything you see in the picture.
Fish, a lion, a boy, a boat. Flowers, lily pads, a pot of dragonfly. That's it.
What do you think is going on in the picture? What do you think they're doing?
Just sailing and gonna fall in. They're gonna fall in, I know.
They're gonna fall in the water? Why is that?
Because the lion is too big and rocked the boat.
Why do you think the lion's in the boat with the boy?
Because he was following.
Oh.
Well, they're friends.
Mm-hmm. They're friends? How? Would you be friends with a lion?
No.
Why?
Because it would eat his whole head. He'll eat it all up.
Anything else you see in the picture?
Mm-mm.
Okay, we can move on to the next one. What about this picture? Tell me what's going on. Tell me what you see.
I don't see really excitement.
What do you see in the picture? What's going on in the picture?
Just throwing airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
What do you see around his room? On his ceiling? Outside? On his
Everything
bed?
Is planes. Planes, planes, planes.
Really? What's this?
Trucks, 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 socks, pillows, boats, and airplanes. a tree that got stuck in with us.
Why do you think there's planes on the ceiling? Where does the ceiling go?
Because he likes planes.
He likes planes, so he got rid of the ceiling?
Mm-mm.
So he sleeps without a ceiling?
Yeah.
What when it rains?
I don't know. Maybe this is his real ceiling.
Oh, you think that is his real ceiling?
Yep.
Like a drawing, maybe? On the ceiling? Possibly. Does your room look like this?
No.
What does your room look like?
Has a moon on this side. If you go like, it goes like... I don't know what it looks like, but on those sides, on this side of my wall, it has a big moon. Mm-hmm. And on the other side, it just has pink.
Sounds like a pretty room.
Hello? Can you hear me?
I can, yeah.
Hello?
Gymnastics
too.
Love
and space. I can't choose which one I want to be.
You can do both. Right? You can do both.
But if I go to space, I won't be able to go back because then I'll have to do too many missions.
That is a tough issue that you have there.
And if I want to go to gymnastics, I will not ever get a break because I would have to do gymnastics all over the world and teach them.
Mm. What about doing gymnastics in space? Can't you do that?
No.
Why?
Because then you'll just float.
Ah, that's true. That is a good point.
How many flips could you do in the air if you were
Yeah.
None.
None? Can you tell me what's going on in the picture? What do you see?
Scientists are octopus. Ain't that it?
What do you think they're doing? What do you think they're researching?
Light bulbs.
Light bulbs? Is there anything else you see in the picture?
No.
Want to move on to the next one.
To mouses. A giant beet and a farmer. I'm doing work.
Okay, don't pay attention to him.
All right, what do you see in this picture?
A giant bee and a farmer and a snail.
What are they doing? How did that get so big?
Oh, lots of time.
Lots of time? What about the other ones?
Oh, this ground wing.
All right, wait, before we move on, remember what we have to do? The buzzer?
Right.
Great job.
We're gonna do some reading. I'm sure you're such a great reader.
I don't like reading.
We just have to do one thing. I'm sure you're amazing at reading. I used to hate reading when I was a kid too.
I'm not really good.
I'm sure you are. Can I see how you read? And we can. Sure. Jibo will let you know if you're good or not.
Okay.
Do you want to teach Jibo how to read? He's really bad at it.
Jibo.
Can you show him how to read?
Yes. I'm going to teach you how to read. Gio, I'm gonna teach you how to read.
Yeah, he's excited. So go ahead and teach him.
Listen, if you listen, I'll teach you.
He's listening, I'm sure. All right, you wanna get started?
It was late in the afternoon, and Jess had just finished his homework. He put his paper in his backpack, and then Jess heard a knock on the door.
You said you weren't good. You're amazing.
His mom opened the door. It was Clam?
Cam.
Cam and Issy.
Isaiah. Can you say Isaiah?
Isaiah?
Yeah, that's his name.
From next door. Can Jess come outside and race? Came and itches. Itchy.
Isaiah.
Isaiah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And ran next to the door and great got his friends. I just finished my homework, Jess told his mother. Well, then it is fine if you go ride your bike, Mom, and said Jess smiled. He got his helmet and
what word is that? You want to try it? Sound it out.
Hurried outside.
Good job. You did amazing.
GL, can you read those words?
No.
Were you even listening, GL?
Yes.
He has a hard time reading.
You
did amazing.
Can you at least try, GL, for me?
Yes.
All right, you want to move on to the next one?
No, thank you.
No, we're not going to do any reading.
You're doing great.
We can skip the reading.
Thank you.
You want to hit the buzzer?
Oh, dear. There we go.
You did great, though. This task is super easy. I just want you to tell me what you see in the picture and maybe tell Jibo how you would do the same thing.
I would put my toothpaste on my toothbrush and brush my teeth. Gio. Then I would wash my hands when it's time.
How do you wash your hands?
Put soap on your hands.
Jibo doesn't have hands.
Or your body. And then just put it under the water and just wash. But of course, everybody knows robots don't work well with water, so you just have to do something else.
All right, let's move on.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Can you hear me? Am I really loud?
What's going on here?
You would put, if you are a human, you would just put a shoe on, tie it, if you know how to tie if you have hands.
I know, Jibo can't tie a shoe. He doesn't have legs or hands.
Nope. Or feet.
Or feet. Alright.
If you want a cereal, you just pour it in.
How do you pour in cereal?
You open the box. Jill, are you listening?
Yes.
You're putting your shoe on?
Yeah. And then you just tie it.
But then we're talking about cereal. How do you make cereal?
You open the box, pour it in, and pour milk on.
What kind of cereal do you like? Do you like eating cereal?
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
I don't know.
What's your favorite cereal?
Gio, what's your favorite cereal?
I don't know how to answer that.
Eat.
Right. He's a robot. If you want a sweater on you, you just put it on. Of course, it will be too big because you're a robot. If you want to have a cookie, you just, or a cupcake, you just ice it and then.
Do you know how to make a cupcake?
Yeah.
How do you make a cupcake? Tell Gio.
I kind of forget.
You forget? What kind of cupcakes do you like, though?
Pink and pretty kind.
Ooh, with sprinkles, maybe?
Mm-hmm. If you want to paint, Theo, why is it some blue on your circle?
I don't know how to answer that.
This buzzer has blue on it. See? Blue, your favorite color.
You're doing great.
Do you like blue?
Yes.
If you look at this, it's blue.
Yes.
Do you love this one?
Yes.
Are you okay, Gio?
Yes.
Phew.
All right. Let's finish teaching Gibo. What's
this is painting.
Mm-hmm. How do you paint? Do you ever paint or draw?
I paint.
What do you paint?
I paint my mama's stuff. If you want to buckle, you can look at me. You just pull the sleeve out, put it, click into the hole, and then you just ride away. If you want to have a, what's this picture?
You tell me, what do you see? Mm-hmm. What's the girl doing?
If you want to feed your teddy bear or your stuffed animal, you just have a bowl and just pretend you're feeding it.
Do you ever do that with your stuffed animals?
Yeah, with Kula and Nora and Blanky.
What kind of stuffed animals are they?
I have 3 polar bears, 1 blanket, and 1 snow owl.
Oh, wow.
That equals 5. If you want to dress up, you just put your clothes on.
Where do you think this person's going?
Trick-or-treating.
Trick-or-treating?
Or just dressing up for fun.
Have you went trick-or-treating before? Mm-hmm.
It's already past Halloween. I always go trick-or-treating.
What do you dress up as?
Oh, different stuff.
What did you dress up as last year?
A ninja.
A ninja? Wow, that's cool.
Now, I see a person slide. You climb up the ladder and slide down. If you want to play soccer, you just kick the ball if you're upbeat. And if you want to build, you build. If you want to swing, you sit on the swing and you let your big sister swing you, or your family. If you want to share, you share candy. If you get a timeout, you have to sit there and do nothing.
You did amazing.
Great
job. We have one more thing left. So can you hit another buzzer before we move on? All right, we're gonna talk about this picture because you said you wanted to go to space and you're wearing a NASA shirt. Can you tell me what you see in the picture?
A rocket ship, a girl in a spaceship, bubbles, some stars and planets, and an astronaut suit. Are we done?
Yes, we're all done. Thank you so much. You did amazing.